Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, April 8th, Thankful Tuesday. I want to begin today's podcast by going over our memory passage for this week. It's John chapter 11, verse 25. And in this passage, Jesus is telling Martha that he is two things. Can you remember them? Okay, that might help you with reciting. Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die." We'll keep working on it for the rest of the week, but let's move on over to our Old Testament reading. Today we're in Daniel chapter 5, verses 13 through 17, and then we'll skip over to verses 25 through 30. This is the story of Belshazzar's grand party where he is using all the cups and chalices that used to be in the temple, and he is having a grand time until a little hand comes and starts writing on the wall, and none of his advisors can interpret it. And they call Daniel in, and this is where we pick up the story today. Starting in verse 13. So Daniel was brought before the king, and the king said to him, "Are you Daniel, one of the exiles my father, the king, brought from Judah? I have heard that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that you have insight, intelligence, and outstanding wisdom. The wise men and enchanters were brought before me to read this writing and tell me what it means, but they could not explain it. Now I have heard that you are able to give interpretations and to solve difficult problems. If you can read this writing and tell me what it means, you will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around your neck, and you will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom." Then Daniel answered the king, "You may keep your gifts for yourself and give your rewards to someone else. Nevertheless, I will read the writing for the king and tell him what it means." Then we're going to skip on over to verse 25. This is the inscription that was written: "Meeni, meeni, Tekel, Parson." Here is what the words mean. "Meeni, God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end. Tekel, you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting. Perez, your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians." Then at Belshazzar's command, Daniel was clothed in purple, a gold chain was placed around his neck, and he was proclaimed the third highest ruler in the kingdom. That very night, Belshazzar, king of the Babylonians, was slain, and Darius the Mede took over the kingdom at the age of 62. Before we move on, I just want to highlight one of the Bible study notes that I found interesting in the Student Study Bible. It says a phrase still used today originates from this story. The phrase, "the handwriting on the wall," signifies a final warning just before the end. The prophets of Israel and Judah have tried to interpret God's handwriting for their nation with little success. Now Babylon, ignoring the warnings of a spiritual giant like Daniel, invites punishment, just as the writing on the wall makes clear. And now let's move over to the book of Mark. I told you Mark moves really quickly, so today we're going to read about the baptism and testing of Jesus, about Jesus announcing the good news, Jesus calling his first disciples, and even Jesus driving out an impure spirit. We'll be reading Mark chapter 1, verses 9 through 28. At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased. At once the Spirit sent him out into the wilderness, and he was in the wilderness 40 days, being tempted by Satan. He was with the wild animals, and angels attended him. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come follow me, Jesus said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching, because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were all so amazed that they asked one another, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority? He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." News about him spread quickly over the whole region of Galilee. Our final passage today is Proverbs chapter 8, verses 10 and 11. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold, for wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. Today is Thankful Tuesday, and first I want us to start by thinking about a characteristic of God for which we are thankful. As we look back to the story in Daniel, we're reminded that Belshazzar, well, we actually didn't read this part, but it talks about how Belshazzar was not humble, and instead he saw himself as self-important. In fact, he didn't even fear the God who holds in his hand life and all ways. And so today I want to be thankful for a God who holds all of life in his hands. And also it's a call for us to be humble. I think that that's something we see in Jesus our Lord. You know, Jesus is the one in whom we see God, and he humbled himself and he was baptized by John to fulfill all righteousness. And then he went into the desert to be tempted by Satan because of the will of God. And then he began his ministry by taking the good news to all who would hear it. And so we're thankful today for the good news of the gospel and for God, the one who holds all of life in his hand. Then let's think about a person that we're thankful for. Perhaps we're thankful for a person in Scripture, someone who is a meaningful example, someone whose writings you really relate to, like Paul or Peter, or maybe an Old Testament story where Daniel stands up to the kings, something like that. Then I want us to thank God for a place, somewhere where we experience his presence. And then finally, for something little, something that brings joy, something that God showed us last week as a blessing. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We're reminded in it that your wisdom is more precious than rubies and silver and gold. Help us to believe it, Lord. We thank you for your character, You hold all of life in your hand, and yet you humbly came to earth and submitted to death, even death on a cross, so that we could be reconciled with you. We thank you, Lord, for a person, someone in Scripture that helps us to see you more clearly. But we're careful to be mindful that all the heroes of the Bible, they all have flaws. But you, Jesus, have no flaws. And so we thank you for coming and setting the perfect example for us. We thank you for a place, somewhere where we experience your presence with us. And we thank you for something, could be little, could be the glory of seeing restored relationships and the fruit of that. I thank you, Lord, for all my brothers and sisters today who are contending alongside. Bring to mind someone even now in our midst for whom we should pray. Thank you for another day of life and breath. Help us to use it for your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.